Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time now for our weekly update of the entrepreneurial activity in South Carolina. Today, it's John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of Swamp Fox, an entrepreneur-centric business news service based in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Well, John, tell us what's happening in the swamp today.
Well, listeners might remember that several years ago, the state of South Carolina created South Carolina Venture Capital Authority. We made an investment in four different venture capital funds. One of those was Nora Mosley Partners in Atlanta. This is one of the largest venture capital funds in the Southeast, and we invested $10 million. They went and invested in a whole portfolio of companies, and they've had a very large exit here recently, and they've now returned 119% of the money that we originally invested. So we've made a profit. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Well, it is good. So we've got all our money back, and there's still projects that can continue to pay us money.
That's right. So they invested in a portfolio company, Vertistream. What I thought was interesting about this is they just sold at 11 times revenue. That's almost hard to believe, isn't it?
11 times revenue is pretty strong measurement.
Pretty strong measurement. They're one of the world's fastest growing cloud software and services companies. And as some people may know, the cloud is where a lot of information technology services are being delivered today. Amazon.com, for example, is in the cloud. You're going to the internet and buying goods and having them shipped to you. A lot of software now is not run off of a piece of local hardware, a local personal computer, for example, but it's a web-based solution. So this is a very fast-growing part of the information technology industry, and they're one of the fastest-growing companies in this industry. So that's key number one to how you get such a high valuation. They're also trusted by enterprises worldwide, marquee customers like Coca-Cola and Domino's Sugar, Heinz, Hess Corporation, Kawasaki. Name brands like this adds a lot of credibility. They have a global footprint. They're a leader in this really high-growth emerging market. Institutional buyer, in this case, a company called EMC, has now paid $1.2 billion for this leading cloud software company. That's 11 times the revenue they're generating. So when you start talking about venture capital quality companies, this is the kind of company that venture firms are interested in investing in. So Nora Mosley, which we invested in, was one of the first venture funds to invest in this company in 2010, 5 years ago, and they've had a really significant return on the investment they made in this business.
And so what does this mean to the cloud companies that we have here in South Carolina?
Well, I have a good friend, Shay Hauser, that's the CEO of Green Cloud Technologies, and they're at the Next Innovation Center in Greenville, and I forwarded him this information about this company being sold, and his response back was, yeah, man, they crushed it, 11 times revenue. So he started having this vision now, you know, of Green Cloud being successful. So I know Shay really well, and he spends a good part of his time every day following the venture capital investments that are made in his industry. He knows what peers are doing. He knows the valuations they're getting. So as he's starting to put Green Cloud together, he's paying attention to companies like Vertistream. So he understands their strategy, he understands how they're growing, he knows who their investor partners are, and ultimately when they have a successful exit like this, then he's paying attention to that too. So he's trying to position Green Cloud in that same trend so that it can grow and be successful as well. So that's another lesson I think, you know, really successful, highly entrepreneurial companies are really paying attention to not only the trends in the product they sell. You've got to be something that customers are going to find attractive, that's growing very rapidly, but they're also paying attention to the company itself as a product.
Well, John, here we are right in the middle of summer. How is that event calendar looking?
You know, one of the real rapid growing sectors in South Carolina is aerospace, with Boeing and their supply chain starting to come together. And so the South Carolina Aerospace Consortium is going to have a conference coming up here in August to bring everybody together and talk about how to build depth in this industry, and that's always an outstanding event.
John, great information as usual. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of SwampVox, an entrepreneur-centric business news service, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his companies posted at our webpage so you can learn more, including about the upcoming aerospace conference he mentioned. And our address is etvradio.org. Just click on podcasts where you will find us, be able to hear the show again, and post your comments. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.